Locks and Service, how can I help you?
Hey, Matt, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so they did a quick audit on the account, and it looks like from February 5th to March 5th, you spent $3,387.43. And with that, you got 20,000 impressions. He said that your weekly budget at the moment is set to an absurd amount, which means that you are probably receiving the most leads you can with the profile being optimized to the extent that it is right now. They also said that upon doing a deeper dive, they do see a few things that we'll be able to help with, and our support team will be in charge of auditing the calls and submitting ratings for them in order to get credit back for bad leads. Because we have our dedicated rep directly at Google that helps us with expediting these requests, we do get a firsthand look at account issues, updates, and making changes and adjustments. But specifically, being able to get some of those bad leads back in order to get you the refunds on those.
And what happens with that? Like if I get a lead, it's $33. You're charging me 25%, and so it sounds like $44, let's say. And it gets refunded. What happens? So then I get $33 back, and then your lead of $11 or $10.
The management fee would get refunded as well, and we would credit that back to your account with us.
It's not necessarily a bad service. I am getting overbilled by them and undercharged for February. They did stop service at approximately February 15th since the ranking was dropped so hard due to their malfunction. And is there anything they can do to directly address the ranking and the malfunction that I have currently a ticket open for, a claim that's been opened with Google? Can they do anything at all about that?
They'll be able to take a look at that once they're in there. Basically what they're telling me is this is all the information they're going to give us until we charge you the transfer fee.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't.
Explain anything at all about the issue that's concerning me the most at the moment? I mean, obviously I can handle optimization, and I think it is. You're right; it is absolutely absurd, especially consider the amount of lead they get. I would put it more, 5,000 or something like that, reasonable.
Right.
But they made it mention that it was one of the criteria that they were doing the evaluation on, and currently since I'm being dinged pretty hard for late response, which was like, again, the malfunction that we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to overcompensate. I've had probably about 15 reviews in the last 3 days. I'm putting in 15 more pictures. I'm doing everything to exceed the current criteria so that I can somehow overpower this AI software that's trying to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
But, in no uncertain terms. But, what am I thinking? So yeah, you can help out with I do get a lot of BS leads that don't pan out, that aren't applicable in a lot of different ways, and I've seen them charge it out. Somebody calls and hangs up and stuff like that. But
right. And we're able to dispute those directly with our rep at Google. There is the automated system, but we also audit all of those calls that need to be disputed directly, like with a live human being, not just with the automated system that Google Guarantee uses. But because of our rep and the relationship that we have with Google, we have a step above like what you as the regular business owner is getting directly with Google, because we pay for those services. That's what makes us a Google Premier partner.
And then the bundled service, do I get to fold in my cost on the SEO or anything like that?
No, that's completely separate.
So that would still be whatever it is now, like I think it's like $200 or something.
Right.
Can we do anything better on the percentage at all?
They said 20%. That's as of right now, like without going any further, being able to get in there and take a look at anything else. Like the first thing that has to happen is the 250 transfer fee, and then they're gonna go ahead and get in there. They're gonna jump on the call with you directly. I've already asked them like what is it gonna take to get you guys on the call with him and go ahead and get this moving forward so that they're gonna do an extensive account review, look for any bugs and errors with the account visibility, and we'll do that directly with our Google Guarantee internal rep. So it's not just that we're sending, like you have a ticket into Google that is for this malfunction that's going to go, like you said, it's going to go through AI, they're going to give you an AI generated response, and it's going to go through regular Google systems. But when we submit it, we're dealing directly with a human being. We're not just dealing with AI. So we're able to obtain different information, and we have a team that audits and provides the feedback directly to Google for every lead. So there's a lot of things that we are able to help you on and do differently for you. If you're doing the 5,000, he's dropped it to 20%. If there's anything beyond that that they're able to do for you, they definitely are going to try to work with you. It's not like we're trying to take advantage of you for any purpose. I mean,
right. Obviously not the intention. Greg, man. And 20% is the best we can do here. 20%.
That's the number that they're giving me right now.
And what, okay, so I like that we're kind of addressing a lot of key points. What are the nuts and bolts of this mean? Where are you at with any kind of guarantees? Can you guarantee me top five on the Google guarantee?
Nope, I'm not going to give
with
that.
With this optimization?
I'm not going to say that. Mm-mm. Our clients do see that a lot of times, but with what's going on with your account and, you know, all of those things, I can't give you that, and I'm not going to give you a false promise.
Okay. So what's the average performance expectation?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, it's all based on the idea that somehow this is a success, but how does it contribute
right.
to the success?
Again, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I've given you all the answers that I have to give you at this point, Matthew, as far as the success of the account. I don't have a magic wand to sprinkle over it. Do I believe that we'd be able to do it better than what you're doing? Yes, I do. Is it going to cost you? Probably.
Well, if your idea is that it's commission, which is, then it costs me nothing. It's just another calculation in the formula. So that's
right. I understand what you're saying. I mean, my impression was that you were hesitant about spending this money because that management fee was going to dip directly into your profit and what it is that you have going, that was the main thing that was holding you back, not that you doubted that it was going to actually work.
I don't. I just want to be able to gauge it, the success of our campaign
right.
together, if we're going to be enterprising.
Right. Well, we've been doing this for the last – Google rolled Google Guarantee out 6 years ago. For the first 2 years it was in beta, we were one of the first companies that they reached out to in order to begin selling this product directly to customers. So our client base, as far as Google Guarantee goes, it is our top product. We're experts in this field.
Okay. Okay, let me, so I've got what it seems like that makes the most sense to me to be able to ensure your success and my efficiency. It feels like that I need to, now correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like I have to work this kink out of my system so as to be able to better gauge your performance and the ability that you have to do your job. Am I completely wrong? Left field
what,
here?
What kink? Do you have to figure this stuff out with Google? No, we're gonna figure that out for you. That's literally what we're gonna get in there and figure out, like, what is going on? What needs to happen in order to get this account back where it needs to be? Where you want it. The budget isn't the issue. You have the finances to support it. Okay, cool. 9 out of 10 people, that is their main issue. Money isn't the issue here. So all the other things are fixable. Like
right.
whatever malfunction it is that your account is having with Google based on the response time and all of those things, we're going to be able to address it directly with our GG rep because we have that conduit. We have that direct line. We're not dealing with AI-generated responses. We're not dealing with just the regular customer service Google team when you call in and you're trying to deal with LSA. We have a specific representative that we're working with all the time, and she hasn't changed in the past 2 years. It's been the same
okay.
representative.
So I'm going to be, you know, transparent here. I'm fine to sign over and transfer today.
Okay.
If with the idea that you can get that kind of help deal with that.
Okay.
My projection moving forward
mm-hmm.
would be that I'd like to see that move from $5,000 to maybe $10,000
okay.
on the monthly. Because I can support it with my staff before I start losing staff.
Right.
Before I start losing ground here, significant ground, I'll bring you in. And if I don't see that growth in, you know, the short term, 3 month period, something like
mm-hmm.
that, then I'm going to be like, I mean, I'm stating this up front. This will be under review as a policy.
For sure.
I'm happy.
As it should
I'm happy
be. As it should be, absolutely,
forward.
Yeah. But as it should be under review, and you should, you know, and we're here to work hand in hand with you. It's not like we're asking you just to take our word for it. We have clients that are on a bigger scale, like you are, on a consistent basis, and we work directly with you, hand in hand, because we want your success is literally our success. If you don't see success from it, you're not going to stay with the program. You're not going to keep paying us for results that you're not seeing.
Yeah.
You know, we understand that, absolutely.
You have the authorization. Do you need further authorization for payment? Do you want to run that through? You said 250?
Yeah, it's 250. I'll go ahead and process that here now, Matthew. What I want to do is I want to get a time tomorrow that I can schedule with my agent, that you can speak with my agent, and they'll be able to do the full review of the account and go over everything with you, tell you exactly what it is that we're going to do and all the questions that you're asking and all the additional information that you need. I'm going to go ahead and get that call scheduled for you for tomorrow. I have notated that you've had the malfunctions with the response system and things like that with Google. Just to give you a heads up, you may have to re-explain that in the detail that you gave me, because I didn't take down all those exact details. I took down the main points, but you may have to re-explain that to Ivan directly tomorrow, okay?
Ivan?
Ivan is the one, I believe, okay. That's who you're going to be speaking with, is Ivan. I've been speaking with Ivan and Perry. Let me see here. I have available appointment time as early as 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, can you make it 8 just in case I've got late night calls that come in?
you might want a nap.
I do take calls directly and personally when I have to, especially for nighttime calls. It's harder to find the text. So I go out and I'll do those calls at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning if required. Yep. I'm on 24/7. You're probably going to be able to relate if you ever had any friends who've had children. As much as you hate getting up in the middle of the night, love getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I want to be the one. Absolutely. Yeah. Mama's here.
Yep.
My son literally he's 15, and he woke me up this morning at 4:30 to tell me that he had a stomach ache. He didn't feel good. And I let me get up and get you something, you know? So, yes.
I'd be wondering, like, does he have a test today? What's going on? What is this?
Yeah.
You got to be careful. These kids are getting smart, you know?
Yes, yeah. He has. All right, so I've gone ahead and scheduled you for tomorrow morning. You will see a notification come through that's going to say GG onboarding, and I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay?
Okay. Did you need credit card information or anything?
I have a card on file. If you're okay with me charging the card that we have on file, which is MasterCard ending in 5858, I can charge that.
No. It's no good. I my identity got... I had a guy working with me, and then he used the same computer, and then
dirtbag guy.
Yeah, I started a fire basically in my company with the credit cards, and did you know if somebody uses let's say you use your credit card at Best Buy, and you change credit cards to a new number with your credit card carrier, the Best Buy will have authorization to access your new card. I didn't know that. DoorDash. Apparently, DoorDash. All of these providers can carry forward. So I had somebody. Yeah. So basically, he stole the car, and I got here. I was dumb about it. After they got into my system, I didn't have my guard up. I got a text message from Toll Roads saying I needed to input my information, follow the link, that kind of thing.
There's a Toll Roads scam that's going around right now. So don't buy that stuff either.
It was a bogus one, and I got dinged. And it didn't work, and I was like, it was 7:30 in the morning, and I was just waking up, my eyes weren't even peeled, and and I was like, it's not going through, you know how it has like that processing time?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell, my internet dropped out right now, so I went back, I refreshed, and I put in another credit card, and it did the same thing, and I was like, and I wrote them back in the text, you fucking got me, guys. And from that moment, I knew that I was screwed because they actually ended up getting 3 cards. And plus with that transference that I told you, 4 cards, 3 cards directly, either through corporate sabotage or other. And then the fourth one, they got it through transference. But let me give you another card.
Okay, yes. Please give me the other card. I'm ready when you are.
MasterCard number reading 5474-1513-3598-0261.
Expiration month and year?
3290329.
Mm-hmm. Three digits on the back. 803?
Yeah, 803, yes.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Oh, that's a good one. Pichette.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and process this now for
she
the 250 application fee. You'll see that come through. This is the card we're leaving on file from now on for a local spot
yes.
to automatically bill, correct?
Yep, that's fine. 500, so it's 250 now plus the other $200 or $300 for the SEO.
$199 for SEO on the 14th.
Okay.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and updated your card information. I will call and introduce you to Ivan tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and get that going, okay?
Yep. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you, and I'm going to tell you this, Matthew. I have a lot of faith in our team, and I would not have dug in this deep. Like, they were really pressing me. Like, they don't want to give me any more answers until I give them some money. And I'm like, listen, if we could just give him a few answers, I know that we can fix this and he's going to be on board. So we're trying to give you the best we got. Okay. I believe we can fix this for you.
God bless. I hope. I appreciate your help. Really.
Anytime.
I don't mind doing the work. We do God's work. It's not a joke. We're out there.
Amen. I do too. I believe that 100%. Oh, I love that.
If you're on board, like we do, I just have a girl. She just texted me while you're on the phone. We had to make her keys because her husband killed himself and she found the body like 5 days ago. And he blew his head off. And so she's like cleaned up the bathroom. They had the body. Like, and now she's still texting me 5 days later because, I keep referring her to what to do, you know, call the coroner, get the power of attorney. I'm trying to help her outside of what we've done, making keys and helping her get, you know, through that moment directly. But yeah, no, we do help. At least my company, we're not egregiously taking advantage of our customers, which I know some of these technicians can do. We're not out here, you know, trying to make the best of a worse situation. We're trying to make a better, you know, a bad situation better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if there's any integrity in that, and if you have any, I suppose, confidence in knowing that, well, then you're on definitely with the right team. Even if there are 1,000 of us, I know that we are a stand apart for that, if not for that reason alone, but also because of our competence. So we are jumping into advanced locksmithing services. We're doing BMWs. We're doing Mercedes. We're doing Audis. We're getting the training and all of the equipment together, you know, collectively as a group and as a team. So, yeah, no, you're not – it's not lost if that means anything to you when you go home at the end of the night. Just for helping out, there's a lot that you can help contribute to here with us, and I do appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Yeah. All right. And I'll wait for you guys' call tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock, it sounds like. Is this PST
yep.
or EST?
PST. Okay. You're in Anaheim. We're in Fountain Valley.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're here.
All right.
Okay.
Very cool. Then let's see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.